Welcome to Shelby Confessions, a mix of inspiration and understanding to help you cherish the day. Hey, today I would like to talk about the cheat code. I don't know why. I think it's like a lazy aspect of people, a trait that I wish would just completely disintegrate. Is always wanting the cheat codes, the answer sheet, the tricks, the trades of things. And I get this a lot, which I have no problem with answering, but I always point out to people the research for everything. I guess I especially get questions referencing to how do I did my book, which I published two books. Fear of Falling was the first one, and Titan's Essence was the second, which is available online. Go check it out. So, one thing people ask frequently is how, what was the process or whatever, and I never mind answering the question, but, you know, I sat back, and I got a particular friend of mine who asked me the question how I did it, and then she honestly said I was lazy. She was like, I just don't know where to start. And I kept telling her, like, each step, and I started to realize that I felt like she wanted me to do it for her. You know what I'm saying? Like, each, and I explain in specific details how I transitioned, how I got to this point to be an author, how I decided to start, and how I'm trying to still progress and learn. Each step I took, I didn't message anybody asking them how they did it. I basically researched. I went online. I Googled. I read books. I listened to documents. Not documents, like discussions. You know, like I tried to educate myself. And I feel like sometimes we hinder ourselves a lot because we refuse to go through the education. We don't want to sit there and learn and study anything. We don't want to research. We just want a cheat answer sheet right then and right there, so where we could just hurry up and get to the point of success and not actually take each step process into developing, crafting our own success. Because what we fail to realize is how one person's gets there, it won't necessarily work that same way for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't actually perfect and plan out the way you want your life to evolve, then how are you going to get to that next level? I think we handicap ourselves so much to where we want things to be given to us. The answer given to us. The reward given to us. Love given to us, and we never fully took the steps and process to develop our craft, our love, our heart, our life to get to that point, to get to that reward, to get to that love. And I hate that. I don't know where that came from. I don't know why I could say we're so into a society where we don't have time to do things. Like, you know, my mom broke down to me, like, making things from scratch. It's how she learned how to cook, you know? But now everything is quick, microwavable, instant. Instant tastes better. It's great. But I realized they didn't have that. They did not have the means for instant or quick. Everything was a step process. Everything was, okay, I chop these onions, chop these bell peppers, I chop this. I season, I marinate the meat. They didn't have these things to where it was instantly processed and done for you. Everything was a step process, which developed them to have the knowledge to cook that meal for you, to have the knowledge to invent something, because they literally studied. Now everything is so quick and instant to where we're lazy. We don't feel like we have to work for anything. And I think that you lose the value of your goal when you do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are sometimes I know some very dope or artistic artists that I've seen them develop with each year, with each month, you know what I'm saying, of constant drawing, of constant, you know, studying their craft and perfecting it, long hours and long nights, to where they finally reach their peak at pushing through this monumental, extravagant piece of art. Or singers, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know some recordings y'all hear me hum or whatever, but I'm no singer. Back in high school, I did take a choir class. I was in this choir class and, you know, doing my thing. I was a soprano. And every day we worked on my voice, you know what I'm saying? So we can be a unified choir. Every day for class, working on it to where I was able to hit notes and perfect my voice. Child, nah, honey, you asked me to send a tone, I sound like I have a beat up record and a beat up chihuahua on the corner. Like, it's just because I haven't perfected my craft. You know what I'm saying? I haven't studied it. I haven't mastered it. I haven't taken the time to really work, put in the grind, put in that strength and strive into this craft. I haven't. So for me to sit there and be like, I want to be a singer, let me get a cheat code and I'll figure it out. No, that's not a true, I'm going to tell you, it's not a true person who has passion in whatever they do. If you literally want to be a nurse, you have to have the passion for it. You have to be willing to put in the hours and educate yourself and push to obtain so much information, but also to use it to be amazing at your job. You know what I'm saying? You know how much stuff a nurse has to know? Being in a medical field, you have to know so much areas to expand, to communicate to the patients. So that takes a lot of studying, a lot of hours of memorizing, perfecting it. That's work. I don't understand this notion that everything should be handed to you. I don't understand that. And I've talked to before, you know, I have to have empathy to see how someone could just get something and not work for it. But in a sense, I also want you to cherish the reward. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want you to, sometimes people put in the work for something they don't even want. It's someone else's dream. How many college students go to college for the field that their parents want and they have no passion for it? They don't care. They just did it because their parents wanted them to do it. And at the end, probably within 2-3 years of you being in this field, you're miserable. You're ready to jump soon out of the field and you switch your major, and now you have to go another more years to try to figure it out. I never wanted to try to please anybody with my careers. I never wanted to please anybody with my life decisions, because at the end of the day, it's my life. Don't wait 2-3 years to where you're living someone else's dreams in life. Because then you wake up and realize you don't know who you are. You don't know your direction. And you wasted time pleasing someone else. And I see that a lot. I see that so much, to where the first impulse is to please someone. And so you push aside your own feelings, your own emotions, and you go into this stigma of basically being lost, but trying to please someone to where there's no passion in it. It's just an consumption of fulfilling someone else's dream. Like, you're caging yourself. You really are. You are imprisoning yourself into this lifestyle or this means for someone else. no one else, just for them. That's pretty sad to live your life that way. I'll be trying not to use people's names, but someone close to me, which is an auntie of someone I once knew, an ex of some sort, and they were basically describing to me that they didn't understand the choices they were making. Like, I don't understand why XYZ keeps making these same mistakes, or why they're in pain. They have everything that they need. And I'm like, if you don't sit there and communicate and understand why there's pain here, then maybe you don't know that person very well. One thing when meeting new people, meeting new friends, I try to communicate. Communication, listening. So I, for the first couple of conversations, I don't really talk about myself. I only listen. And the reason why I listen is because I want to hear your ambition, your goals, your drive for who you are as a person and where you're trying to go. My brother always said, you can always find out something about a person if you shut up and listen, because it will tell you exactly what they're going to do, what they're willing to do, and who they are as a person, to where you never have to question who they are. You know, you're for certain who they are, you're for certain of your next motion with them, you know it in your heart. And then you will also start to develop a passion for them. There's no cheat code to learning someone. There's no cheat code to communicating and connecting with a person. You have to have passion. You have to be willing to put in work. My mother always says that, you know, no relationship is perfect. It's two individuals willing to put into the work to develop a love and understanding for one another. And as simple as that is, we lose that. Nobody wants to put in work. They want, one day you meet somebody, the next day you're married, third day y'all having kids. I know him very well. I know her so well. But then at the end of the day, they do something on the second day, and you're like, I don't even know this person. But you were willing to marry them on day two, because you wanted it to be instant. You wanted it to be quick. You wanted it to be advocated that this was a for sure thing, because you're no longer trying to develop a relationship. You're trying to please everybody. Let's be real. When a person is so quick or very instant to just be with someone, and you could tell they're not trying to please their partner, they're not trying to please themselves, they're trying to please every other person that they see. Because in society, we flash like goals and family goals, career goals, and friends goals, you know what I'm saying? We always see those things. So when we constantly see these image boards on social media of everyone else's life, we try to mimic them. We try to portray them, not understanding that we really don't have the passion for it. How can you go and look to settle down when you're not even developed yet to bring something forth to the table? You don't know your career. You don't know anything about yourself. So how can you expect someone to want to settle with you and grow with you when you know nothing of who you are? And that goes to cheat code. Everybody wants the answer sheet. You know, when you're in school and you got this big test going on and you haven't put in the work to study for it, you didn't even look at it, but you want to cheat off the next person. And the teachers, you know what I'm saying, they're like, oh, cheating, you get a zero, you grade, or you get a write-up, or, you know, report to your parents. And the reason why they do that is because in school, they're trying to teach you that you can't cheat, because later on down the line, that information that you cheated on will be on the ACT prep that you was so quick to cheat on because you didn't study. But you have to put forth the work to provide excellence. And I'm not saying excellence to where you know is a excellence for yourself. We all set ourselves for a bar, a higher power, or a level of success for ourselves, whether we know it or not. Whether if you're living through someone else's dream or not, we all set a bar, a high expectation of where we should be. And when you don't reach it, and you know you haven't put in the work. You want a quiet wolf. I don't understand that victimized mentality to something that you hindered or prevented from yourself, because you weren't willing to put in the work. W-O-R-K, work. There's no cheat code to life. There's no cheat code to love. There's no cheat code into finding yourself. And it's hard to find yourself because it's a reflection. It's a reflection because you can no longer blame anybody. You can no longer blame anyone else for mistakes and lessons you've learned along the way. You have to acknowledge your faults into the situation as well. I'm not saying place blame. I hate placing blame on anything. I mutually find an understanding for my actions and what has happened to me or who did something to me. You know what I'm saying? I find a mutual understanding so that I can process and move forth and heal. But that's work. That is work that I put in for myself every day. Whether it be something so small as, you know, my hair looking a mess. Well, I have to take into account that I didn't do this to my hair. I didn't treat it or whatever. Or I went to the hairdresser and she cut all my hair off, which I told her I didn't cut an inch. But then, hey, I have to deal with this. A mutual ground for all these instances, those small things. I have to take accountability. I have to understand that that person did that to me. And then it happened. Move on. Your hair will grow back. It's no big deal. We'll do another style. You see what I'm saying? Like, you have to find a balance. It's very important. But that's work you have to put in for you to get an equal balance for yourself. Because what I find acceptable, you probably won't. What I might find cool and eccentric and so me, you're going to be like, it's disgusting. But those are my intentions. Those are my goals. Those are my life, my heart, my love. Those are the things that make me happy. But for all those things, I had to put in work to find those things for me. Finding yourself is important. And to find yourself, you have to be okay with silence. You have to be okay with being comfortable alone. Understanding what you like and dislike. Understanding what where you need to be and where you're trying to go and where you've been. To fully understand yourself first. To acknowledge who you are. To place a name, a title, and identity with who you are as an individual is important. But that's work. When you're broken and you feel like you've been beaten down, it takes work to build yourself back up. When you're at a peak of success and you're feeling accomplished and if you reached your goal, that took work to get there. Like, everything is work. Life is working towards developing a better you every day. Learning who you are every day. Experiencing life in your eyes only every day. So there's no cheat code. There's no, let me wiggle out of this and cut corners. No, it's all work. It's all work. So stop being lazy and get up and try for yourself. Try.
In conclusion, I just want to tell you guys to promise to cherish the day. And it's your girl Shelby Henny signing off. Have a good one, y'all.